Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. You know, I suffered a lot. I had so many failures and bad situations in my lifetime. You know, I just had another failure. I wasn't accepted to Purdue. It was okay because I graduated there, but I also believe that perhaps the way I was acting and my health and so on was a factor. But I also believe that individuals near me perpetuated that. They didn't want me to succeed. Again, as I said before, they were following me around in the car. You know, I don't make up these stories. I can, as I said before in previous podcasts, I cannot believe I attract some crazy people or some evil people who want to destroy me for self-centered, dark motives. You know, I'm a good person, but I realize that I grew up as a young person, as an artist, as a, you know, but I grew up, you know, seeing the world as an inspiring place, but also a dangerous place. And I don't like looking at the world like that because I have a natural, positive, optimistic viewpoint that everything's going to be okay. And it's true. Most people are okay. But when I get around and doing things, why is I attracting the most evil people to me or the craziest or the sickest? The answer to that is perhaps the way I come off and the way I act and everything is perceived as too way out or too odd, but the truth is I'm not really that odd. A lot of people way odder than me don't experience what I have. I just think it's more like bad karma. And, you know, I also want to say with my previous podcast, I said I wasn't going to talk about my music, ownership of my music, or home, whatever, and I wasn't going to talk about problems with Peeping Tom and all that crazy stuff. Because those were allegations and my music is absolutely, I own it, you know, all that stuff. I kept repeating it over and then I find myself talking about it again. Sorry for the inconsistency, but I had to deal with this constantly on a daily basis, sometimes directly and indirectly. I had to deal with insanity. You know, I dealt with crazy people. I didn't do anything to hurt these people. That's the thing, you know. I dealt with it, you know. And I dealt with insanity. I suffered a lot. I was targeted by dream killers. They really want to destroy me for my music and stuff. And every day, you know, I hear them driving the car say they don't like me personally. They want to get me to move. They don't want me to be a lawyer. They don't want me to be, I don't know why I attract this. Perhaps the other reason, besides being perceived as odd, which I'm not, or somebody who's, I'll talk about that in a minute, but besides being perceived as odd, perhaps I have a little celebrity. I don't think that I'm that famous, and I really don't think that to be the whole, most of the reason, but I guess in some cases it could be. Because as I say, when you have a little bit of fame, you know, being on YouTube or so on, even though I'm not on Grammys, or I don't have a hit record. If I had a hit record on the pop chart and stuff, then I really would be a famous star. I'm not, you know, but I am YouTube. I'm a professional artist level. I attract, you know, when they say when you get to that level, you attract crazy people or dangerous people sometimes. And believe me, I'm sure that people on a bigger level who reach the highest pinnacles of success in the entertainment industry have experienced that. The other reason is that people think I'm a pushover or some kind of person to step on, and that is true. I suffered a lot in dealing with harassers or crazy people or dangerous, people with a dark side, you know. I don't know why these narcissists, these sociopaths, these people come around. I did nothing to these people. I don't really hang out with them. I didn't say anything really about them. I didn't really do anything to them. They just look at me as some object to tear down for no reason because of something they don't have. And that means they must be have some severe illness, which they do. They have some antisocial personality or something that makes them not able to be law-abiding, which is true. I don't know why I attract this. See, when I make my music, I want to attract a fan who like it or the record company who like it or somebody who likes it or someone who's just, you know, interested in general. When I do these podcasts, I want people to understand where I'm coming from. And, yeah, I have my bad days and good days or say things that are perhaps, you know, in a repetitions mode. But, you know, I like to hear commentary from people who are truthfully, honestly, and inquisitively want to know where I'm coming from. I don't want to deal with somebody who's going to take my podcast or take my situation and try to keep me from getting further in the industry for no reason. I don't want to deal with that. But again, with the pushover thing, they can take that down because I am not going to be no pushover. I ain't going to let nobody tell me what to do and do with my life. The other reason, which I believe is the fact, is prejudice. You know, as I said before, being a minority in the society, even in California, which I'm in one of the most liberal areas in the country, Los Angeles, just like New York, even if I was in New York State, which is the most liberal and the most open-minded place in the United States, there's going to be somebody who's a racist. And, you know, that's not good. You know, even though we have all these laws and stuff, some people feel threatened by minorities. And, you know, that shouldn't be right. I perceive that. I think that is what it is. But as I said, with the laws I have, I had to make sure I contact the law. But I think it's just somebody who think I'm a pushover or see me as a target or think I'm so odd that they need to get involved. And that's not fair. I don't want to have somebody who can't take care of themselves or severe illness or some narcissist or some selfish, evil person, some criminal, or I don't want to attract that. I don't, especially if I don't deal with them because I don't deal with those types. Those types are examples of negative people. And you know, I stay away from negative people like that or any type of negative persons because negative people always going to bring negative consequences. It's always going to bring problems. It's always going to bring trouble. You know, so when you speak around someone who's positive, someone who's nice and gentle, have all good intentions, then everything's fine. You cannot hang around. People who are negative. But in this world, there are people who exhibit those things. I guess I attract it. I don't know why. Well, maybe it's because of my complaining or maybe because I said things about where I live or whatever. Remember, that's not a good reason to target. If I'm talking about something that's out in the open, well, what I said in those podcasts, which were allegations and truthful, honest dialogue, shows that those I talk about dark stuff, dangerous stuff, what somebody have said about me and toward me. That's not fair. But, of course, I do know that some people in the entertainment industry wonder why I'm saying these things and why I came over. You know what? This is what I'm going to say about that. I made my last album for 2002. I don't want to deal with anybody who cannot contact me directly. If someone, these people have not contacted me directly, which shows that there's something is wrong with them. Okay? So you got to have something wrong with you. That's not how you deal with it. If you can't contact me directly, then don't come at all. If they wonder who I am from the the face or the cover of the album or wherever, then don't contact me at all. If you're just going to come and look, I don't need that. I need to deal with things with people directly. I'm already on the verge of perhaps or possibly a retirement because I've done it so long and I need to move on. But I'm not ready to retire yet, but I'm getting close. So that is becoming more just like a situation where I can just move on. I ain't giving up on my dream. I just need to transcend and do different things. But I am going to always create. And no, I'm not going to do it for no hobby. But sorry for if I say I'm going to do something. I'm stop talking about, well, it's on my podcast, and then I decided to talk about it afterward again and again and again. Sorry for the inconsistency, but I suffered a lot. I failed tests. I failed academia. I failed, getting law studies. My dream in music didn't happen yet. I was given no opportunities to make it. I was a victim of crime. I had so many injuries to myself from childhood abuse. I had to overcome all kinds of living on the street. People won't hire me in my area, because of the way I look. I mean, I did nothing. I went through a lot, so many rejections, so many failures, and so much victimization, victim of crime, and, I went through way more than what I've said. So it has taken a toll on me physically and mentally, especially physically, because mentally I'm pretty much okay. But physically it could take a toll, but I'm going to be okay. Life is too short. But I wanted to say to people who are fans of my podcast and my music, I apologize for the people on my podcast. I apologize. Sorry for the inconsistency. But I suffered a lot. The targeting, all that stuff. I'm trying to be consistent with what I say. I'm not going to say it over and over again. So I made a promise. I will not talk about voyeurism or people. No, I said that, and I'm not going to talk about. What was the other thing I was going to talk about? Music ownership. So that's a foregone conclusion. You can check me out on BMI. I said that before. I did not sign it away. Keep getting these people, keep saying I sign away. I had somebody, a crazy person, come up to me when I was outside, and said they made $200,000 off my music. I mean, that's impossible because I own the copyright. Well, anyway, I'm going to drop talking about that because that's already been known that I own the music, and I did that anyway. So I'm making a promise I won't talk about it. Now, if it comes up in my conversation, I will recognize it. Because, again, I'm not trying to be inconsistent. I'm going to say expectation of privacy. I'm going to bring it in general, or I'm going to say I'm trying to be healthy. Because when you talk about perpetuating something that is perhaps negative, it shows that the propensity of being, some dysfunction. And I'm not dysfunctional. But on the other side of the coin, I was told if I have something to talk about, and didn't talk about it, because being healthy means you talk about something that's on your mind. Just keeping it, just saying that you prevent just, bury it on the rug is not going to do me any good. So since that is the case, perhaps I will address it in a different way. Just bring it little or a lot, so in order for if it comes up. Because to be healthy, we have to talk about whatever we feel. If it's on our mind, then then I have to talk about it. But I'm not being inconsistent. Again, I won't talk about it in detail, because I mentioned it so many times. Good day. Good night from Duffney.